Today, a couple of students during private meeting used the term access, having an access, in this case to consciousness. It is an important term, access. Our evolution is simply enlarging our access to reality, the reality of our soul, of our pure nature, and reality of the beyond, our connection with the transcendental realm. The depth of our awakening and surrender is directly connected to having an access to different levels of expansion or absorption. Having this access is a combination of many elements: grace, initiation, one's own maturity, practice, cultivation, the natural unfoldment of one's evolution. The natural maturation of the inner states and the me. To have an access means that we have the ability to connect to something entirely new, something which was not there before, a new reality, a new space. Which is directly reflecting our potential, our evolutionary capacity. For those, for instance, who have established the state of pure consciousness, they tend to forget that most humans on this planet cannot even imagine that such a state exists. Not speaking about the total absence of access to such state. Most seekers who are seeking consciousness, whether in a real way or imaginary, they have no idea what consciousness is. And they usually end up in that state of having no clue what their search was about. What is truly consciousness? To have a clue, to have an understanding of the nature of the spiritual path in this dimension of confusion, lost souls, misery. One has to be extremely lucky. we are saying these words so you remind yourself that you are lucky. That the understanding that has been revealed to you conceptually and experientially is the most precious and should not be taken for granted. Having access as we are evolving, growing within, enlarging our territory, territory of the light of the soul. Step by step, we are enlarging the access to the real, to our future self. Each access is directly connected with certain energetic dimension of expansion, energetic opening. Energy is the building block of reality. Like when we sit here in the retreat, we sit on the earth, which is solid. It grants our physical stability. In a very similar way, all these dimensions of energy, these which are real, which are connected to reality, they serve as a platform of our stability in existence as souls. They are not energy experiences. They are foundations of existence. When you move into the absolute state, a new energetic dimension opens up. It has nothing to do with your understanding, some kind of an insight into the nature of reality. It's nothing to do with your even meeting of your own self. Something opens up and you can move into that space. You can transfer your existence. It's like into a new world beyond this world. Consciousness is the light of pure knowing, but unless its energetic dimension has matured, you cannot embody it, you cannot surrender to it. It does not have the power of transformation. The energetic dimension of consciousness and the light of knowing, its I am-ness, they have to meet. They have to create one organism, one dimension that is complete. there are all the relative energies, all the insignificant energies, and all the seductive energies. And there are energies of reality, absolute energies, energies that form the body of the Supreme Reality. Moving through the inner world, the world of the cell, we are moving through all these energy dimensions. Gravitating towards its final depth of absence and divine presence. When you sit and something in your state is not feeling right, either it is not settled, it's not clear, is not fully healthy, it usually indicates that energetic dimension of your experience is imperfect, is fluctuating. Through the correct abidance insight, through the correct empowerment of your light, you are correcting that energy state. So it comes closer and closer to the Absolute, to the Absolute Reality, which is perfection. Understanding, knowing, consciousness is the spirit which rides on the horse of energy. Access, having an access to new openings, states, expansions, is a function of grace. It's not a result of our gradual progression, because these new states, they're like quantum leaps. There's no logical continuity between the old state and the new state. There's logical continuity of evolution, but there's no link which can allow us to simply pass from one stage to another. That's why it's called grace, because the new enters unexpectedly and it cannot be gained through individual effort. The responsibility of a seeker, of the one who is on the path, is to come as close as possible to the threshold of that new dimension, which represents the new evolutionary step for that particular soul. A soul which is aligned with her evolution, she senses the next step. Even if she cannot attain it through her, whether it is inquiry or practice, she knows, she is sensing what is just behind the corner. And then existence responds, manifesting that future into the soul's now. To be one with the path is to be one with the endlessness of the path. It is no longer a personal affair. One is no longer satisfied by reaching the state of awakening and stopping there. There is no stopping, because life cannot stop. It's constantly moving. And when we stop, we oppose the river of life. You might sit here thinking there's a final goal to reach where you will end the path. But there is no end. The path has no end. That which you may imagine as an end is always just a beginning. That which is evolving through you. It's not your little me. It is reality evolving. There's no you. There's only reality that acts through you onto herself, moving constantly, constantly awakening, constantly discovering a new depth.